teacher told us that you learned a rhyme.
Yes.
A snowdrop rhyme. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can tell us the rhyme.
Snowdrops.
I like to think that long ago there fell to earth some flakes of snow, which loved this cold, gray world of ours so much they stayed as snowdrops flowers.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And you can do it also?
Yeah.
Snowdrops. I like to think that long ago there fell to earth some flakes of snow, which loved this cold, gray world of ours so much they stayed as snowdrop flowers.
Very, very good. Okay, and the teacher told us that you read the story, this story.
Yeah.
And can you read the title? Can you read it?
The Emperor's New Clothes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what's the story about? Maybe a friend can help. You can show me a picture of the book you like best.
The book is about an emperor and he needs new clothes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. And did you like the story?
Yes, I like the story.
Mm-hmm. Was the story funny?
Yes.
Yes? And why was was the story funny? Don't remember why it was funny? You can show me a picture in the book, or maybe it reminds you what was so funny.
The clothes are very funny.
Mm-hmm. Those were funny. Mm-hmm. And which one did you like best? Which clothes or dress? Why?
Because here are a very lot of feathers and yes.
Hmm? It looks funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And which one do you like best?
I like this one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like fish.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're a fish fan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you have fishes at home?
No. 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 Aber.
You have another pet at home?
Yes, I have a Wellensittich.
Mm-hmm. A bird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Do you have a pet at home?
No, I don't.
No, you don't. Okay. Then just close the books. And here's one cube for you and one for you, and you shake it, and the one who has the biggest number starts with a game. Okay, maybe you shake it. Okay, you start. I have two pictures for you. And one is for you. And one is for you. And you have to explain each other what you can see on the picture. What can you see on your picture?
I can see a girl. And on the picture, it's rainy. And The girl is looking at the window. Yes.
Okay. And what is on your picture?
A girl swim in a sea, and there are two fishes on the picture.
And now I have a big poster, and pictures of you are also on this poster, and you show me the picture of her on this poster. Can you remember her picture?
This is the picture.
Very good. And can you tell me or show me the picture of her?
This is the picture.
Very good. Okay. Can you show me the ship on the poster?
The ship is here.
And what does the ship look like? Is it a small ship, or is it very big?
This is big. It is big and colorful.
And what colors can you see?
Red, blue, white, gray, and yes.
And is there someone on the ship?
Yes, here. Two persons.
And are those two girls or two boys?
Two girls.
Two girls?
One girl and... No. One girl and... One boy.
And a boy?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we pretend it's a boy. And what can you see on this picture? Maybe you have a room like this at home.
And this is the bathroom. And here is the garden. A child sit in
in English?
In English.
It's a tub. A badewanne?
Tub. The child sits in a tub. Yeah. With water. And here is the shower.
Okay. And what about the next picture? This big one. What can you see there?
This is the earth.
And what does the earth look like? What colors can you see?
Green. Na gut. I see white. I see the colors. White, blue and green.
Very good. And what's this for an animal?
A cow.
A cow.
This is a cow.
And what is a cow doing?
A cow is drinking water.
The cow is not hungry. No. She's not eating grass.
No.
Maybe she is thirsty, the cow. That's why she's drinking water. Do you think she's thirsty and that's why she's drinking water? Ist sie durstig? Thirsty?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And the next picture. What is there?
A girl is swimming in the sea and there are two fish. And the girl has a red swimsuit with white
points.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very good. And can you see a rainbow on the poster?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what colors does a rainbow have?
Red, orange. Ach so. Here.
There's orange. I can see orange.
Yes, and green. Blue and yellow.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And do you know when we have a rainbow?
When it's rainy and then the sun comes and shines and then the sun is shining. And mm-hmm. The sun is shining.
Is that right? Do we have a rainbow then?
We have a rainbow when it's rainy and sunny and the sun shines together.
It rained afterwards, the sun is shining, then we have a rainbow. But it was nearly correct. It's very good. And what about the next picture?
It's a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Is it rainy? It's green grass. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. What do you see?
Yes, I see a tree. I see on the picture it's rainy and the
you can ask when you don't know the word or when you can't say it in English, you can say it in German.
Na, da sind die Wurzeln von einem Baum.
Mhm.
Und die werden eben auch nass, weil das Wasser, das sickert ja hier durch.
Mhm.
Ja.
Very good. Okay, and what about this picture?
And this picture is an ocean and the sun, clouds, a very big mountain, fields and trees, a sea.
What is on top of the mountain? You know what on top means? Oh, can you show her the top of the mountain?
Here.
Mm-hmm. What can you see there?
Snow. On the top of the mountain is snow.
Mm-hmm. And what about this cloud? What can you see?
This is rainy.
Mm-hmm.
And here is the, I see the Verlauf des Wassers.
It's a Kreislauf.
The water cycle?
Water cycle.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good.
Yes.
And okay, and now we make another game. We stop here. And can I have the other card? Okay. Okay, I have two pictures for you. Those pictures are not the same. They are different. And you see a lot of red on the picture. Do you know what a red is?
Eine Ratte.
Mm-hmm. And you explain each other where the rats are in the room. For example, excuse me, this one is red 14 and this one is red 15. And you tell her, because she does not have those two reds, I see a red number 14 on the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you understand? And then you can draw the red 14 of her, because you don't have red 14 on the bed. And then it's your turn, and you choose maybe the red on the books and tell her, I see a red on the books. And she does not have red on the books. And then she can draw her red on the books. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Who wants to start, or do you want to shake the cubes?
Mm.
You want to shake the cubes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, it's your turn.
I see a red on the table.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Now it's your turn.
I see a red under the table.
You don't have to be exactly the same. It can be different.
Okay. Sehr gut.
It's a wonderful red.
I see a red under the chair.
behind the bed.
Where is behind? This is in front of. Behind would be there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I see a rat.
I see a rat
in front of. Mm-hmm. Very good.
I see a rat. Box or two.
Box is okay. That's
box
fine.
In the box. I see a rat on the chair. On the chair. I see a rat behind the box. I see a rat. Behind the chair.
Do you know behind? Behind, what it means?
Behind is hinter.
Genau, very good.
I see a rat under the bank.
Just say the box.
Hmm? Yeah, the box.
Two is also correct. It's German.
I see a rat. In front of the table. A rat behind
the column.
The column. I see a rat. On the wall, on the
what did you want to say? The rat is.
And
you started with the rat is on the.
And no, the rat is.
I think it was correct. Can you say it again?
The rat is on the wall.
Right.
I see a rat in front of the books.
Very good. Okay, we stop here.